can't be quiet. Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you this morning. We bind and rebuke every spirit of oppression, because Jesus said in his word that God sent him. Woo! God sent him. God sent him to destroy the works of the devil and oppression, depression, suppression, repression are all works of the devil. So this morning we bind up, destroy the seed, the fruit, the works, the acts, the thoughts, the deeds, and the intention of all workers of iniquities and carriers of oppression. In Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, first of all, again, Happy New Year in the name of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, we're going into so many different areas, starting a couple days ago. But I want to share a couple things. And I want to try to bring some understanding. I'm not home yet. I'm still down here in Dawsonville. Down here in Dawsonville is still on top of a mountaintop. I don't know if you know that. Dawsonville sits right on the outskirts of a forest, and it's in the mountains too. It's in these Georgia mountains. So we're still on the mountaintop. And I don't know how some of you feel. You know, only God knows that. But I know how, or better yet, I should say, I understand how the Lord desires you to feel. And that is joyful. Not joyful like the world defines it, but I mean joyful from the inside to the outside, with a joy unspeakable and unshakable. So I realized I got to teach a little bit more on angels. I teach a little bit more on angels. Just so you have a working understanding. So maybe I'll do that over on the spiritual subject unto you. Brothers and sisters, there is a lot of movement on the earth in the spirit realm, a lot of activity in the spirit realm, and there is a lot, and I mean good, I'm talking good activities, and there's a lot going on in this earth realm, and I think a lot of you know how to operate in both, but I think that there are more of you that don't. So as part of the objective during the fast is to get you to function and operate in both. Because you got to do it in a parallel manner, giving God the glory and the honor. Because you can walk in the spiritual realm in the flesh. You can walk in the spiritual realm according to the powers of the dark side, or you can walk in the spiritual realm based on what you perceive or think, based on your own experiences, which is not the best way, or you can operate and understand the things of God based on the Word of God, and that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to be about. Some of you know, I guess you know, if I'm in Dawsonville, I was at the Christ Fellowship. And you know what? God just said, get up and go to Dawsonville. You've been through. See, a lot of you think that when people come around the K-Line, or as you know, I think the count was 18 people were at the healing home doing the prayer. And believe you me, it was a manifestation of God. It was wonderful. I finally took time to put about maybe 50, 60, 70 prayers that I use in one book, in one, put them together. And I broke them down into individual prayers. And I put them in a little cover, headline cover, portfolio type cover, And I ask everybody to pick one. And each person that picked one, the Holy Spirit had them pick one pertaining to something that they needed to pray about or something that was spiritually active, and they in particular had some knowledge of it, some understanding of it, so they prayed, so we prayed. And it was marvelous, that's all I can say. But you know, God only told me to ask for three. So when God had 18 there, I knew he was up to something. And there are people that God will put in your life that are not saved. And that's the glory and the beauty of God. But they're very much religious. And I shouldn't even say they're not saved, because the person I'm talking about would happen to have been a backslider. Okay? And wealth and drugs and some other things caused them to, they were just a backslider. That's all I like to say. But that backslider came into the healing home. He was drunk. And he came in, but I like him because he's a happy drunk. At least he can be a miserable drunk to the people that are closest to him. And he has been a miserable, his behavior. But when I took him through deliverance the very first time, God had to deliver him from the effects of having been put on Ritalin as a kid. And the Ritalin led him all the way to, he would tell you about himself, and he would describe himself as active and always getting into stuff. He'll tell you the truth. At least he told me the truth. And he would tell you the truth. But I'm saying this too for everybody that was in the room, that was at the meeting, that's on the line this morning. This person, he participated, he was honest. Let me read my prayer first because I'm going to get knocked out. So he did his prayer. I laid hands on his head and I prayed for him. Well, yesterday, day before yesterday, I got a text. And I don't know if Jennifer O is on here. I think it's Jennifer O from Florida, because that's how I met them. She recommended the TED line to them while they were in Bradenton, Florida, but they live in Georgia here. So anyway, somehow or another, I'm not going to tell anybody's testimony because it's better if they tell it. Because, brothers and sisters, none of us are the same. None of us are in the same level of our walk with God, because none of us knows the experience or the experiences that brought us to Christ in the first place. Jennifer O. Six. Okay. Jennifer, I want you to dial in the TED line this morning. I need you to dial in on the blog talk. I need you to dial in the blog talk. If you can, I'm gonna try because remember I'm not home, so I got this thing rigged up here. But Jennifer I don't know. The Blog Talk is really, really, really full this morning. I might not even have enough room. If you dial in, I might not even be able to see you this morning because it's that full. But and I really don't want to give nobody else's testimony. But I need you to call in. You've been on this tail line a long time, and you have referred a lot of people to this tail line. And brothers and sisters, there are a lot of people on this tail line you don't know. You don't have any way of knowing them because there are a lot that tune in to the website. They watch through the website. They watch through YouTube. And there's a first shift, a second shift, and a third shift that's on here consistently. But I'm trying to find Jennifer on here. Jennifer, are you able to dial into the Blog Talk? If you're not able, anyway, the brother I'm talking about knows religion, and like I say, he's a backslider. But and everybody saw him in the meeting, and I specifically called them up, I think, because I felt like he needed to be in this meeting. I'm always about soul winning. Trust me. Deliverance is number two. And the reason I do so much deliverance is because I believe that deliverance is the soul-saving ministry. I believe that the reason so many people don't last or aren't really effective in their salvation because they don't ever get delivered. So anyway, I get this call, and this young man was there at the healing home. And I remember when I laid hands on him, I said to him, but I said it when I first met him. I said, "You have a healing ministry in you." And he just kind of sloughed me on off. But God let me see his heart. Because I have this gift. And I can see what's in a person's heart. Some of you can too, I imagine. I don't know. I really don't know. Because some of you have gifts. And you don't use them. So therefore, they're not as effective as they could be. And they're not as effective as they could be because you don't even try to use them. You don't. But that's okay too. So, brothers and sisters, I pray with this guy, and I know, and somebody else said to me one time, they said, "Well, can't God reach a person when they're drunk?" I said, "God can reach a person anytime he gets ready to." I said, "But it depends on the drunk. If there's a seed of the word in the person, God can reach them through anything." I said, and I remember saying, if there's no seed in the person, God doesn't have anything to work with. But he will overrule that. That's what I said. But then I remembered, because with my own with my own conversion, I wasn't looking for God. You know, I wasn't looking for Jesus. I wasn't looking for nothing like that. And God overruled my will. He overruled my will. And that's how I came back. Jessica, Jennifer on your line? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Jennifer, I understand you got a healing. Did you get a healing?
I guess you could call it that. It's kind of a weird thing, but yeah.
How weird is it, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I've been sick all week, so I sound awful.
Sound good.
So I had a little I don't even know. I guess just like a part of my skin, a part of my face, just a little dot on my chin. I've had it, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years. I've lost track. It's just flesh colored. Like barely could even see it. But I had met Tom for the first time here in Florida, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. And he jokingly was like, "What's on your face?" And Kim was there, and she's like, "Oh, no, that's just her face." And you know, of course, it wasn't offensive or anything. He was just joking. And I said, "Oh, that's just, you know, what do you mean? That's just part of my face." And we had went to an event, and they left like 2 days later back to Georgia. And when they left, after he had said another thing again, he made another comment about it. And like 2 days after they left, it kind of like bubbled up, like in a weird way, like all of a sudden was able to squeeze it or something. Mm-hmm. Nothing was really coming out, but it like kind of swelled up. And I was like, "Oh my God, what is this?" Okay, so I don't know what made me do it. But anyway, I just had enough of it. And I just like squeezed it and kind of lacerated it a little bit. I was just like, "I want this off. I don't know what this is." And so, of course, it bled and scabbed and all of that. And I had put some oil on it. And I just kind of prayed over it and left it alone. And within, I don't know, a couple more days after that, it was gone. And now it's still gone. It never came back. go ahead.
And how your skin looks?
I mean, it's gone. It's a little bit like a little red mark there, because obviously, I mean, and again, I had a horrible cold all week, so I'm just mm-hmm. healing in general. But but as far as like the actual bump, it's gone. And I just called Kim and I just joked. I was like, "You got to tell Tom he just healed my face." But I think it's for real.
Uh huh.
Excuse me.
See. I believe it's for real too, because you had it for 15 years.
Right.
And nothing happened.
Nope. Nope, that has not happened before.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I was telling the Tavon that you were over there in Bradenton, Florida, witnessing about the Tavon, and they live in Georgia, and then they follow up on what you said, and yep. I met them, and Thomas is receiving ministry. How about that?
That's amazing. Praise God. I knew it would happen. I knew they needed to see you. I knew Tom needed to see you. No doubt about it.
And what do you feel about Tom's heart? Since you don't call his name, I'll call it.
About Tom's heart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tom has a good heart. Tom, it's almost heartbreaking, because it's like there's a mask on Tom. It's like he's going to... He's such a cool person. He's such a good heart, a good person. He wants to help people, and he's so inviting and everything, but then you can just, I don't know, you can just see his struggle. It's that's why I sent him to you.
Like, praise God.
I want to thank you.
And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, those words that Tom spoke got the faith and the anointing, and you don't have that on your face anymore.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't even something that bothered me, really. That's what's so strange. It manifested itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And God used Tom. See, God reveals to heal. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, and I don't care what it may look like. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because that was an unusual healing, okay?
Yeah.
You weren't looking for it. You didn't ask for it. But when we forget the fact that Christ is in each and every one of us, that God's Holy Spirit is alive in us, even when we're struggling, even when we're in a backslidden state, Jesus has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And he means it.
Right.
And he means it. Okay. You were concerned about his soul. That's my point. That's what I'm getting to.
Yes.
You were concerned about how he is or how he acts. And the fact that I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, those of you that are listening, those of you that have, somebody has just got on your last nerve. I'm going to tell you this morning. These are the ones God is saving. These strange miracles are beginning. Now, Thomas is going to be saved. I mean, all the way and come into his ministry because he was a victim of a drug that the school nurse and school psychologist put him on.
Mm.
And it had a strange effect upon him the rest of his life. Some of you are out there, and you may have been given drugs, Ritalin especially. I hate that one. But there are some others, too. I don't know the names of them. And they cause you to have a propensity to different things. Brothers and sisters, every day, this battle escalates, and every day God is revealing how to handle it through prayer, through himself. I am proud of Thomas. I am. In his own way. In his own way. Because people have rejected him, and not only him, they probably rejected some of you, too. I know I've been rejected all my life just for being different. But let me tell you this. However you are, however different you are, however strange you are, again, the Bible says a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy generation called to show forth his praises. A peculiar people. Now, I'm here in Dawsonville, and last night was the 100th meeting And as I sat there and I looked at the members of that church, they've been going strong 100 weeks, and they still had the joy of the Lord. I'm sure that some people have come and some people have gone. But there were still new people that had never been baptized before there. There were still people that had never experienced that move of God there. Every Tuesday when the oil have their prayer meeting, I see people coming from all over this world that have never seen it before. But yet it's still, I see the people there that are volunteers, mind you, that still have their joy, that still are full of the presence of God. What I'm trying to tell you is, you used a word that is very meaningful, Jennifer. You used the word mass. Brothers and sisters, those masks will stop you from being blessed. They will. Because in order for God to bless you, it has to be authentic. It's the authentic you that God blesses. It is somebody over there on that speaker, look up the word authentic for me. And put the definition of authentic up. Some of you have been a lot less than authentic with God. And I think that's stupid, because God knows all about you anyway. I told you the devil got a film on you. But God got volumes of books.
Right.
Volumes of books on us. That is, if our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, he got volumes in his library. Volumes. One of my websites I had up, I don't even know where it is, when God showed me his library, the archives. And I want you to understand something else, too. A lot of things. Okay, Jennifer, I'm not going to keep you on here. I'm going to close yours now. But thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I want to say this. I get a lot of flack. I get a lot of stuff sent to me in emails and texts every time the TED line go off. Some days they be in the hundreds. Other days, it might just be one or two. But I got several. The day Apostle Gene gave the testimony about the angel, it stirred up a can of worms. It stirred up a can of worms. And I looked at the can of worms, and I looked at the responses to see how many of them were the same. And several of them were the same. But I later found out that earlier in the week, I think it was the same week. Let me hold on a second here. Oops, I can't get over there. Jessica have Olita dial into and Apostle Jean dial into the blog post. You see, brothers and sisters, when people come on the tail line, you don't hear what comes afterwards. I do, because everything that's said on the tail line, I'm responsible for, right? Because the headline have Erica Joseph Shepherd headlines. So the flack I got was about this angel encounter. Or was it an angel? Some of them say, how could it have been an angel? Because the Bible say angels do not marry. Some of the other ones said, did the angel lie? Did the angel lie? So these were, you know, and another one said, brothers and sisters, that let me know two things. One, you thinking. Two, you going by the Bible. The Bible says, oh, yeah, I got a lot of them that said, the Bible says, try the spirit to see whether it be of God or not. Brothers and sisters, listen. I'm going to try to, I don't know, but you need to, you know, like Paul Harvey used to say, and now you have the rest of the story. I can't get back to my speaker because I got this blog talk rigged up here this morning, but I think right here, let me be certain. Olita, is this you? Who is 40? Olita?
Yeah.
Is this you 40074?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I went on here because I couldn't get no sound on Spreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't have no sound on Spreaker, so I said I'll just dial in the blog talk and I'll watch Spreaker because the last thing I think Jessica put up was the meaning of authentic.
Right, so okay. Now, wait a minute. Hold 1 second.
Okay.
Apostle Jean, is this you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you aware of Olita and the 10 cent and the 10 cent story? Were you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I need people to know God answers prayers. He answers small prayers. He answers big prayers. And he also will bring something back around if you don't do it like he had had organized it, because God wants to bless us in different ways. Now, I need you, Jessica, to find that scripture that says, it's in Kings. He said, I'll go down and be a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophet. It says, I'll go down and become a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophet. Now, Olita, would you tell the story about the 10 cent?
Okay. My mother taught us how to tithe. And I was young, and she demonstrated. She said, every dollar you get, give God 10 cents. And
no, not that one. No, not that one.
Which one?
Not that one. About the man coming up and asking you for 10 cents.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was in the Giant Food Market parking lot getting my stuff together for my Christmas dinner. And I come out the parking lot, and I had my hands full. So this man had on a long black overcoat, and he had something in his hand. I don't know what it was, but he said, can I help you with your bag? And I said, I already got them. He said, well, can you help a man out with 10 cents? I said, not today. And I walked to my car. By the time I got to my car and put my stuff up, I said, Lord, I'm going to give him a dollar. I went back to look for the man. The man was gone. And I said, where is he at? I stayed in that store and parking lot over a half an hour looking for that man. And it hit my spirit. That was an angel. That thing troubled me so bad. I repented right there. And I said, Lord, give me a second chance, Lord, because you are God of second chances. Give me a second chance, Lord. And I went on. But that thing troubled me for a few days. It really did. And then, my God, me and Apostle Jean was on our way home from the healing home, and we stopped at Starbucks, and we saw this. We was getting ready to get in the car. Well, she had got in the car, and I was getting in the car, and I saw this man walking toward her window. And I said, Jean, roll the window down. And this guy, this man, he was a Caucasian gentleman, clean cut, and had a little tote umbrella, but he didn't have it open, had a cap on. And he said, please excuse me. I'm really sorry to bother you, but me and my daughter are in transition, and we're staying down here at the Best Western Hotel. He said, and our rent is due, and we've been working for temps. He said, but our rent is due, and we're $28 short, and they won't accept the short. And so Jean said, no problem. So she's in her wallet getting this money out. And so she come up with $25. And so all I had was $20 in my wallet. So I gave her that. And when he saw what we were giving him, he was so thankful. It sounded like he almost wanted to cry saying thank you. And then he told us, he said, oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in the name of the Lord. And Jean got ready to back out the parking space, and she said she looked to make sure she cleared him. And she said, oh, Lisa, where did he go? I said, I don't know. I don't see him. And she looking, I'm looking, Grace looking. She said, oh, Lisa, that was an angel. She said, his eyes, he did. He had some pretty blue eyes. And he was so easy, so meek, and so, oh, he was. And Jean said, oh, Lisa, that was an angel. That, and I'm going like, Lord, you gave me another chance. You gave
Thank
me
you.
Another chance. Another chance. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
All right, you gotta speak up. Now, brothers and sisters, there's a scripture that says, be careful how you treat strangers. Because you might be entertaining an angel.
Unaware.
Unaware. And the other thing, those of you that heard that, it was not, he did not say wife, he said daughter. The other thing is this. God can do whatever he wants to do on this earth realm. And he expects you to either believe it or not believe it. That's why we call believers. It is every time, and then Apostle Jean, I want you to, you know, to talk. If you expect God, if you understand God is a spirit, if you understand that there are terrestrial spirits and celestial spirits, if you understand that we communicate with God by our spirit and other spirits communicate with us through our spirit. Now, good spirits and bad spirits. But this is what I want to clarify here. God sent an angel to me the very year I got delivered and brought back to God. The angel said that it was the angel that was sent to me happened to be come in the form of a lady, an older lady. And she was dressed crazy. Because see, when God sent angels to this earth, you know, they don't know how we really do. So it'd be a little something off, look, you know, it'd be like a little something off. But when God sent that angel to me, now understand, I had seen Jesus, but the angel came to tell me, wherever you go, carry your Bible with you. It is the word of God. When you want, this is what the angel told me, when you want to communicate with God, use his word, and you will never be without God. And then that angel disappeared. My mother was with me. My mother saw it. I had some teenagers that I was taking to a singing. They saw it. It disappeared. It just disappeared after it gave me the message. There is such a thing as messenger angels. And if you want to study it in the Bible, just study Gabriel. Gabriel always comes with a message. And all of us right now, our faith is being tested.
Mm-hmm.
If you can believe this, if you can believe that the dead in Christ gonna rise, that a trumpet's gonna sound, and we and those of us which remain shall be caught up in the air to meet them, then you can believe
mm-hmm.
in miracles and you can believe in angels.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to. But I'm not saying, I don't want you to be praying for no angelic visitation, because I don't pray for nothing. I do pray for some things like healing and that, but when it comes to the things of God, I'd rather God just give it to me.
Amen.
Give it to me. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that Satan can manifest things too. But
mm-hmm.
but some of you don't get, you're not a giver. So it would not even be logical. That's why periodically I tell you, take a certain amount of money and just go give it to somebody. Because money flows. It flows.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the anointing flows. And
yeah.
sometimes when God wants to take you to another level,
yeah.
something is going to be used. Some man, some woman. But there are angels, and they're not all in the, I mean, sometimes God will use a man or a woman, a straight up human man or woman, right, to be an angel
mm-hmm.
for somebody. But what do you mean by that?
Amen.
Well, I just mean this right here. You might need something, and God will have that person come and set it on your doorstep.
Amen.
And you open your door,
yes.
and there it is. Or God will have somebody send you something in the mail. You have no,
Amen.
You're not looking for it. You don't even know it's coming. It's a suddenly.
Yes.
But God used some type of angelic activity. So it may be an angel in heaven. It may be somebody that God will use on earth. But understand and say, be careful to entertain strangers, because you might be entertaining angels unaware. Pastor Jean.
Amen. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm here.
I mean, do you want to add anything to this? I believe
oh, yes.
in angels. You can't believe in devils and not believe in angels, because devils
exactly.
are evil angels.
Let's
angels turn bad. Angels gone rogue.
You know, Dr. Erica, when I was given the testimony, I felt skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that some didn't believe it. But like you said, all throughout the Bible, they're angels. You know, Abraham encountered three
yeah.
that came to his house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all throughout the Bible. And when you said that the person, about try the spirit, by the spirit
person,
which
person, it wasn't just one, it was a bunch. But go ahead.
Well, the spirit was tried, because in the testimony I said that there was a spirit of meekness. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming meekness. I felt it, and it connected with my spirit. Mm-hmm. That's why I had no, as soon as he asked, I went straight to my wallet because mm-hmm. of the spirit. So the spirit was tried, and so it was real. And when I told you about it, you said that could have been Jesus. It could have been
yep.
a theophany. It could have been a
yep.
theophany.
Yep.
All I know that it was real because there's no one who can just vanish out of the blue. And I have two
Angels
witnesses.
Can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have two witnesses. So, I mean, if, like you said, if an evil spirit can enter, but I mean, the Holy Spirit, he's in our body. He can
yes.
use anyone he wants to. Like you just said, he can use a human. But that was an angel.
Praise God.
He just vanished. He was gone after his assignment.
And the other thing is, like, I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything because you're going to believe what you believe and you're going to disbelieve what you disbelieve. So I'm saying it's okay. You ain't got to believe this. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all
and,
right.
And I know it was sent because of he said, I bless you in the name of the Lord. So he was sent,
mm-hmm.
and he sealed
mm-hmm.
it. He said, in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my testimony. It was real. It was a very real encounter.
Yep.
And I was tested again yesterday coming home from church. Gentleman tapped on the window, asking for a dollar, right? And I just patted my pockets, and I threw up my hands, and I was shrugged. I said, no, I don't have anything. And he kind of frowned and poked his lips out and walked away. So
mm-hmm.
I drifted up to the red light, and something came over me. No, not something. The Holy Spirit came over me. Even though the man frowned at us. And I dug him up. I said, I had the tithe money. And I pulled out a dollar. And I called the gentleman back, and I gave him a dollar. He walked away. The thing is,
let me tell you
enemy,
something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Finish. I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Brothers and sisters, yesterday I sold $1,000 into missions in the name of Tailline Ministry. Are you
Thank
hearing
you
me?
Thank you, God.
For missions in the name of Tailline Ministry. You got to learn to give. I don't know where this group of people come from that ain't been taught to give.
Amen.
You give your way out of poverty. You give
yes.
your way out of lack. I don't come on here begging because I expect people to hear from God. But for whatever reason, there's a bunch of thieves see you steal when you don't give. When you take, you ain't going to get nothing.
Mm.
You ain't going to have nothing, and you ain't going to be able to keep nothing.
Amen.
So I know what the Lord is doing. Those who don't give, who benefit off of this ministry, don't you know God sends somebody, if he got to send them from another country, to bless Tailline? I know I'm blessed. That's why I'm not dependent on people. I'm depending on angelic. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I'm depending on supernatural manifestations of provision from God.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right. And I'm not, you know, it's the truth. It's the truth. You know, and I'm looking at, and I'm getting some now in agreement with me and saying they've had it happen to them too. But they never talked about angels because of this very thing right here. Scared of what people going to say. Well, let me tell you something. You better know God to the degree that it ain't your job that causes you to get paid on, for whatever it is you do. It's God that gives it to whoever signed your paycheck.
Mm.
It is God.
Amen.
See, I understand
Amen.
That principle. I understand. That's why I give you an hour out of my day every day. I'm not sowing it to you. I'm sowing this to God. I try to tell
Amen.
You on the deadline every day.
Amen.
I'm sowing my life to God. I'm sowing my time to God. And God can bless
yes.
me any way he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
Amen.
I'm in anticipation
yes.
of it.
Yes, I am too. Expecting. Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm expecting
yes.
it.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I give. I don't, and you see, I don't brag about it. Because I'm doing it as if unto God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for my return from God.
Amen.
And if you
Amen.
Don't think God could send an angel to bless you, then please let your faith come up to the point where bless me, Lord, any way you
mm-hmm.
want to.
Yes.
Bless me, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
It was an old
yes.
song. Bless me, Lord. Any way you want to, I'll be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
Now, I sat there in Dawsonville. You got to go watch it on TV. You got to see this. A big old Aryan guy. A big old Aryan, you know, from the Aryan nation. And
uh-huh.
the church, the pastor got a church in what used to be an oil changing garage. And his baptismal pool is where they used to change the oil. When I saw this, and then he had pictures up there of a man laying in the bed waiting to die. But because somebody gave him a towel with the oil and the water on it, his wife, when it sat in the meeting, because the sheriff and the judge came to the meeting, they went and got all the prisoners
Martha.
And brought them there to be baptized. And then
mm-hmm.
it was all changed.
My God, thank you,
but the
Lord.
The big fish was an Aryan. And now they had a newspaper article about the Aryan and the black man. Best friends in ministry together. Brothers and sisters, don't do
yeah.
this. Don't let the devil trick you. He'll trick you with a little thing about an angel. Well, you know what? I bet you one of you that told me about angels, God operates through you in dreams and visions. Now, if that ain't wacko,
yes.
if in the world's eyes,
Amen.
Nothing is.
Amen.
Who gonna follow
Amen.
A dream? Who gonna follow
That's
a okay. vision, which might have been you ate some bad food that messed up your stomach with them gases and stuff? But God requires us, once his Holy Spirit indwells us and fills us, God requires us to live on another dimension. And it's just a shame it's not taught. It's really a shame. So I felt the Lord tell me to bring this back up so that the persons can be increased in their faith, in their own faith, in your own faith
Thank
walk.
You. Thank you, Lord.
You must,
Thank you.
Like God told Moses, come up higher in him through his own word. How you going to believe that you're going to get somebody healed and you don't believe it in a supernatural God?
Mm.
It ain't you. It ain't you. How you think you're going to cast out a demon? A demon is a fallen angel. I mean, a demon
oh.
is a derivative, an offshoot of a fallen angel. Where you think demons come from? Their spirits, they fallen angels. They fell. When Lucifer fell, they fell with him. Lucifer became Satan. Lucifer's followers be when they? It's a long story. You got good angels, you got bad angels. I'm gonna do some quick teaching on my on the spiritual subject unto you about how this realm works, because you gotta live in it, you gotta operate in it.
Mm-hmm.
You must. You must. When you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, you let a spirit in you, God's spirit.
Amen.
Whoa! I said, when you got baptized with the Holy Spirit, you let a spirit in you willingly, the spirit of Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How can the spirit of Christ be in you and sitteth in heaven on the right hand of the Father at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
But he is, and it is that way. So don't let the devil trick you. See, he'll have you reason yourself out of a blessing. Because you know what? God might have an angel sitting there waiting to dispatch and do something for you.
Yes.
But with all your doubt and unbelief, it ain't going to work. God ain't going to send you something you can't believe. Remember, he has a purpose. You have to formulate the plan. And you know what the greatest formulation of the plan is? Lord, I believe. If it
mm-hmm.
lines up with your word,
yes.
I believe. If it doesn't line up with your word, then it ain't for me, a believer. You either a believer or an unbeliever these days.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no middle of the road. Ain't no gray matter. People used to didn't even accept gray matter till Clinton. And they start using something called politically correct, which is politically incorrect with the things of God. So I'm glad. Keep on sending me those emails. I'll address it. I'm not afraid. Because we're standing on God's word. Standing on it, living in it, swimming in it, breathing it.
Amen.
Ingesting it. But brothers and sisters, time out. You either a believer or an unbeliever. It's as simple as that. God is going to deal with you. How you think God will really deal with you? He don't deal with you in the natural. He deal with you in the spirit. That's why you need to read that book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You. It said, because you are a spirit, spirits can blank. You fill in the blank. But no, it says spirits can attack you. Come on. Come on up higher. Come
Hallelujah.
On up higher. Come
mm-hmm.
on up higher. You got to. You got to.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to. All right. Thank y'all for working with me to kind of clear this up here.
Amen.
I can't get back on the speaker. Tomorrow I'll be back in Dalton, and I'll be able to watch the speaker. But I hope Jessica put those scriptures up for you. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't
Amen.
Nobody mad. And look at here. You need to be praying that God send angels to your unsaved spouse. If he hasn't sent a human, pray for angelic assistance. We don't worship angels. We don't pray to angels. And we really can't order angels. God does. God does. And you know what? It all happens, brothers and sisters, through your inner man, not your carnal nature, not your flesh, your inward man, the hidden man of the heart, they call it. I'll see you tomorrow on the 10 line. If the Lord say the same.
Hero in you, listen to your inner man speaking. Oh!
Mm-hmm.